the end goal is is access it through your property. So listening to everybody a little bit ago, and I understand you just raised your hand and said you do have a problem with it, but listening to, real quick, listening to everybody, I felt like it was a, hey, we don't want it to be developed and then them using our roads, which technically now are county roads. That's part of the caveat of coming into the county system. So anybody can drive down that road, turn around the cul-de-sac and drive out, and there's nothing anybody can do about it because those are public roads. So just understand that. But anyways, so I guess I'm trying to figure out a way to where all parties are happy, to where, hey, he can still access it, better access, doesn't have to change his address, doesn't have to change his mailing address, doesn't have to do any of those things. And then if it ever does come to the point where he wants to develop it or do something with other than what he's saying he's wanting to do now, there's a way to get rid of access through that area. But that would be up to the attorneys to write something up like that. But go ahead, ma'am.
So I feel like if you do this, though, you're setting a precedence where we have so many places where people have platted or just cut a road in that comes butts up against ours, and our fences are the only thing that keep it from it. And when we moved in there, there was probably 10 cars a day that would go by my house. I live on Lake Branch Road. Now there's probably 100.
Okay.
Maybe I'm exaggerating a little, but it just seems like every few minutes there's somebody. Mm-hmm. And if you give access to him, then you're going to open up where everybody's going to be coming up and saying, I want access to these paved roads. When we paid for them to get paved, and there, you know, they could go through their own subdivisions and pave theirs rather than coming over and have a lot of big trucks, you know, with them building and stuff back in there. There's heavy trucks that will tear down. And I know there are roads now, and I shouldn't be worried about it, but we are. We moved out there to be quiet, and now it's getting to be city-like already.
Well, and I apologize, for some reason my internet's not working, so I can't pull up the map again, but to find out exactly where you live. You say 10 cars a day, now there's 100 cars a day. Mm-hmm. Blocking off this road is not going to change that. It's not going to change
that. It will increase it more.
You have one person that's going to be accessing it.
There's other houses up in here.
No way.
I think one important thing to remember is it was the owners that vacated the road.
But when everybody says no way, again, I'm just trying to make everybody, I mean, we're talking about 25 feet to a gentleman's property. So whenever you say no way, how is that going to allow more people to go through? It stops at his property. Am I missing something or no?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to allude to what Marcia said. This is the time of the year in our subdivision we have a ton of traffic going through there because of poachers. They come through our subdivision, and the only way we can trap them and get them off our properties is follow them so they don't shoot their guns in our subdivision, our bows and arrows. We have an in and out, two exits, one into one exit, vice versa. If you put another road in there, that gives them another out. And I'm telling you, people, we patrol them roads right now between bow season and the rifle season. And we have people in our subdivision that travel through there and shoot and post deer. We got a handle on them right now. When you come through there, we all get our vehicles and we track them and we chase them out of our subdivision. But if you give them another out, they're just going to make matters worse for us.
Okay, and now, part of the compromise, like I'm just trying, could he not put a gate or a fence or something on the other end and never, that way they don't have an out. Now they're stuck on his property. And then he gets to deal with them. But why don't you bottleneck them at his property? And I'm not trying to be funny, but go ahead. And again, it can be written in I'm assuming, Mr. Coggett, can it not be written in some sort of contract or some sort of agreement that if ever it doesn't happen, then, hey, you just wasted a bunch of money on a road that you can't use?
I think that Mr. McCullough said it right. Things can be crafted among the parties to address all of their concerns. However, the commission's authority today is simply to decide whether to vacate or not vacate.
But our decision is going to be based on what agreement can, my decision is going to be based on what agreements can be worked out in the future between the parties.
And in that regard, I think Mr. McCullough and I agree. There's a spectrum of options available to the parties, private parties, back and forth without the government being involved.
Right. Right.
But it can be done.
The downside of what you suggested is a legal solution. But the downside is that if one party or the other breaches it, what you've done is bought the people probably a 3-year lawsuit.
Which can be written into the agreement that who pays for it. Yes, sir.
Well, they vacated. The reason that we put a big cul-de-sac there, in fact, I've got a video of showing semi-trucks turning around, I put an extra big semi there. If our intentions was for that road to go through, I would put the road right up to the property line and save myself $10,000 and put the big cul-de-sac in. People could just drove out. But at the time, we had a neighbor up there. His name was Steinmetz. The elder Jimmy's passed and gone away. Did not want us in any way having traffic come through there. He was against anything like that. So to get along with the neighbors, we decided never to go through there, and we put a cul-de-sac in there, not knowing the county was going to insist that we went to that road because the road was there. Now that the road is no longer there, we would like to vacate and put it back the way we intended, the way that I was had originally developed, wanted it to be a in cul-de-sac and in road. And they vacated the road. We just want to finish the job like it, and that it originally would be like it's all supposed to be. That road was never intended in traffic to go that way, ever. And so if you do vacate it, and I think you're going back to the real principles, that's why I spent the extra money to put the big cul-de-sac in there to turn semis around that came in there and got lost. Or we could just let them drove through it. They'd been a lot cheaper at the time. So I feel that the question is, do we go back, since the road, we're not forced. Now, remember, this is just on paper that the cul-de-sac goes to that property line. It was never intended to go to that property line. All we're asking is let it be like it was, since the road is vacated. Bring it back, and all will be, I think, should be like it's supposed to be in the original.
If it's vacated, Would the parties entertain a compromise in any way in the future?
Well, here's the way I look at it. I'm going to give my portion that Marsh has agreed to give to quit claim RD to the homeowner association.
Okay.
If in the future if things get built back in there, eventually things are going to happen back in there. Those are lakefront lots in there, lakefront area. Eventually something will happen. It depends upon how desperate people are to sell their property when it comes to getting rid of their properties.
But that's not my question.
The thing of it is, what I'm trying to say is, the future, if there's $1 million homes built in there, well then they can approach, if things want to be changed, they can approach the homeowner association. So it will be a homeowner association, be the people in charge of themselves,
right,
deciding whether or not they want to. And that's what I ask, is let it go to the, if you want to make it subject to the property going into the homeowner association's name, which they do own property around that they mow and they maintain, that would be acceptable to me, that be given to them and let these people decide the future of the homeowners, let them vote and decide what they want, instead of left up to, if you go against us, you're given all the authority and the power to a person whoever owns that property. If you allow them to come in there, it were at their mercy forever.
Well, and again, that's why I'm trying to. My question was: is would there be willingness to for the parties to maybe come to an agreement? And you might not know.
I don't know what these people here, what all they think. But right at this point, we're just asking for this to be, and I'm leaving, and I've told the folks at our meeting that in the future, the homeowners can have their choice Well, it'd be their authority and their decision. If things change, they can see what's there. Then they can make a decision. They can give access. And we've been up front. And this is not against us, against them. It's about...
You're trying to protect your area. I understand.
The safety. You got. That's what I'm looking at this. The safety and the well-being of the people that live there, especially those that live close to the end of the cul-de-sac.
Now you have one way in and one way out. Is that correct?
Yes. But as I know, and I've got phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning, from folks that live out there, of people driving in there with lights, driving all over that field, driving into, I've got this little road that goes back in where I've got a place where people can have a home back in there. I've got a little driveway built. I get phone calls. There's people back there with their lights on set. They go everywhere. If you go out there, they just run out. They take their four-wheelers. They're gone. You can't even get close to them. And if there's a driveway, and I know it's going to happen, if he puts a driveway in there, they're going to take those four-wheelers and run through his yard. They'll get out of there. They'll go everywhere. It's just a way of life. And since I've been out there, when I would build homes, they take those four-wheelers, and I just get my yard all strong and seated real nice. And they come in there, they do four-wheelers all around the houses and stuff. You know, it's an area, and what we found out, that we have a subdivision, not four from us, that you can pretty well do whatever you want to. And those folks have came in and broken into homes. They have stolen golf carts. They have done all kinds. They've stolen all kinds of stuff. They've even got my trailer stolen. In fact, even back over there where Ben's living, they found stolen trailers over there. You know, and there's a history of trash. And so what we want to do is give safety and peace of mind to the residents there. Now I beg of you, and I mean no harm or no. I apologize if anything we said is not straightforward, but we're trying to be very honest and dignified about all this. And I do thank you for letting us speak.
Mr. Cotty, has proof been given that it was published in the newspaper and that there were printed notices placed in 5 public places?
I believe you confirmed that, didn't you?
The statute speaks in the alternative, and I have never used the posting in 5 public places. That is, in my opinion, easily manipulated. I was unable to bring you the affidavit publication from the newspaper because of office relocation of the newspaper, but it was published, and I have it.
I stand corrected. It does say or. I apologize. Statute tells us that I understand that Mr. Cotty says that we're to look at 71-270. If no person interested in such subdivision shall appear and show cause to the commission why the vacation should not be made, the commission may make the order for vacation as requested. And Mr. Owen, can you show good cause as to why the vacation should not be made? It puzzled me why you vacated the road that could have went there if it hadn't. I understand from our 911 department that your 911 address was assigned August of 2017.
We just vacated it. How long ago?
You got a permit in October of 2016,
right.
And the address was assigned August of 2017.
We GPSed it just in 2017.
2017.